Last time we were checking in with Mizzen in Maine, they were just kind of getting started out, and the founder was on the show, Kevin Lavelle, and he was all excited because Phil Mickelson was going to wear one of these you know, no iron wicking shirts and actually play golf in it. And the company's come a long way since then, but especially lately. You may have seen ads for Mizzen in Maine on all the news channels and everything else. That's because Chris Phillips, according to a trade magazine, was poached away from Stitch Fix, and he's now the new CEO. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, David. I'm happy to be here.
You don't look poached. You look maybe parboiled.
It was a good move.
Well, and probably ideally for both, because it looks like Mizzen in Maine was sort of ready for the next. I mean, you're mostly an online company. You've got three or four locations where you sell shirts.
Yeah, I mean, the business founded 7 years ago, and you really have grown nicely through both our digital business or our e-commerce business, as well as a really strong wholesale business through a multitude of partnerships across, you know, specialty and golf stores, as well as a Nordstrom business. And it's only been within the last couple of years that we started to plant some flags in the retail market and have been really encouraged by the results there. So, you know, we're a business today that in, you know, traditional retail, people call us multi-channel. What I love about it is that there's a lot of places where our customer can experience our brand. And, you know, we think there's opportunity across all those.
So when I see your ads now, you've become almost ubiquitous on the news channels and business channels. Are you trying to sell shirts online? Are you trying to send it to Nordstrom or your stores or...
I think, you know, when we think about marketing, especially as you're talking about TV, which has been a channel for us a couple of times, but our most latest round has really been about celebrating the value proposition, is really about gaining brand awareness. I mean, we're while we're able to serve customers in a multitude of places, you know, the awareness of the brand is still quite young. And so really this foray into TV this last go round was really to celebrate the brand, to gain some awareness. And when you look at our marketing portfolio, you know, it's TV working in concert with digital, with print, with all different types of channels. You know, yes, we love people to drive, you know, into our own e-commerce business or into our stores, but we hear and see from our customers all the time, they may start at Nordstrom and then they'll work, you know, they'll come into our own direct business, or they may start in our e-commerce business and then they'll maybe make their second purchase in a Nordstrom or in one of our specialty or golf partners. And we're happy when all of that happens, because when the ecosystem's working together, you know, it's good for the brand.
Well, I mean, and credibility, I guess, more than anything, because it strikes me. I mean, you're not an inexpensive product. You may be, you know, you don't wrinkle, and it's self-wicking and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, all your shirts are over triple digits. I mean, over $100 a piece, they're not inexpensive.
No, I mean, when you look at the dress shirt marketplace, there's a wide variety of pricing. But really, that pricing comes down to a value proposition. And, you know, what we think we have, even though our, you know, shirts could be deemed as expensive, the value proposition of you don't have to iron it, that literally you pull it out of the washing machine and 15 minutes later it is dry. You know, we hear all these great stories of guys who travel and they literally pull our shirt out of their suitcase and he can put it on and walk into a meeting or walk into dinner and never have to worry about it. So while there might be this perceived notion of, hey, it's expensive up front, the long-term value and what we actually save him, both in time, in dry cleaning costs, and most importantly, it is the most comfortable dress shirt he has ever put on. Like, he puts it on and he just loves it. I mean, the magic happens the minute he puts it on. So
you can take, I mean, your experience in the business, and you, I mean, you're not exactly a grizzled veteran, but you've got you were a Gap and Comark and of course Stitch Fix, but you bring that expertise, that marketing, that broadening of the product, I guess, to Mizzen in Maine.
I do. I mean, I've just been super fortunate. I was telling you, I grew up here in Arlington, and my first job in high school was at my local Gap store, and 32 years later, I'm still loving absolutely every day being able to show up and lead teams and being able to serve customers with really great, compelling product and great experiences. You know, walking into Mizzen, what I was just most excited by was that the genesis of the brand about creating a better way and creating a better solution for guys was certainly inspiring, and the opportunity for us to do that through the lens of the incredible shirt that we've created is a great start, but there's more for us to do. There's more for us to do from a product portfolio. There's more for us to do from a channel perspective. Even most recently, I mean, we've started to broaden the product portfolio even this fall by the launch of a blazer. We have some great new categories coming in next spring and summer. So we believe we can apply what was started at Mizzen in this idea of the intersection of tailored and performance and really be able to deliver great new categories for guys while still at the same time celebrating what's made us famous, which is our shirt.
You know, is it different creating brand loyalty when you're mostly marketing online? I mean, it's one thing in a store. I mean, people say, well, I know that I Heart Chapter and Mark's suits are going to fit me, or, you know, Berkshire or Hathaway shirts are, you know, are going to be the right sleeve length. And so you have that sort of brand loyalty, I guess. How do you do that when you're online mostly?
You know, what's interesting is, our marketing portfolio is diverse. And like I said, we've got TV, we have digital, we do versions of print through direct mail. But when it really gets down to it, what has also been a powerful marketing vehicle for us is word of mouth. And guys saying to their buddies, or a guy seeing on their, you know, colleague at work that the experience that they've had with Mizzen, and guys talk about it. And one of my favorite examples was I was standing in our store here in Uptown in the West Village, and I was just working in our store one day, and I saw these two guys come in, and Justin, our store leader there, you know, asked one of the guys, like, hey, you know, how have you heard of Mizzen in Maine? And he said, oh, my buddy here said I have to come in and get a shirt. Now, I think many of us think, like, guys don't care about style. They don't talk about fashion or any of that. But our product has actually created this conversation that guys love to talk about. And so we hear time and again the power of word of mouth and of referrals. The guys actually experience our shirt before they actually come in and even purchase, whether it's in our store or online. And so this idea of brand advocacy, or what you describe as loyalty, really starts, like, it the cornerstone of it is guys that actually experience the shirt. So I just love to say time and again, like, just try it on. Like, we can do all this great marketing, and at the core of it, which is really through the lens of this TV commercial that we most recently launched, was celebrating the attributes, but ultimately just put it on, because once you put it on, you're changed for life.
Well, you got to get them in the tent, and I will say, you know, they're memorable television ads, because I don't usually pay attention to TV ads. Maybe it's because I heard the visit in Maine. But it's just remarkable what you can do with really good, bright marketing. I watched Roger Horchow years ago, who only sold in catalogs, came up with a women's perfume or cologne and sold it online. Obviously, people bought it without ever having smelled it at all. The right kind of marketing, I guess.
Yep.
So what's next? You got more stores?
We do. So we've got four in the portfolio today. We opened actually just two of them earlier this year. We've got another one opening up in Tampa in November, December. We're working on the final details there. We've got three more on the horizon for next year, so that have already been signed. So we're, you know, going from, call it, 2 to 8 within a year, and we've got more kind of penciled in. So, but we are taking a pretty prudent approach around retail. We believe there's a great opportunity for us, in part because stores are the place where a guy can try on the shirt. Yeah. You know, like, it's that physical, experience. And we see it time and again in incredibly strong conversion results, which means the amount of times a guy purchases over the amount of guys that are walking in the front door. So we think retail is a great growth opportunity. Our e-commerce business just, you know, continues to be the lion's share of the business. And I call it the engine of the train. And our wholesale partnerships are really this great way for us to expand brand reach.
So that's through Nordstrom?
Nordstrom is one partner, but our wholesale business is comprised of kind of three core territories. One is our majors business, Nordstrom being one of them. We have an array of specialty partners that we work with. Like here in Dallas, St. Bernard is a really great partner of ours.
Right.
So these are specialty partners all over the United States. We've got, I think, 200 or 300 doors there. And then we're also in hundreds of golf shops all over the country. So all in, I think we're somewhere around the ballpark of about 700 doors.
No kidding.
Yeah, but the cool part of it is just this, you know, what I get excited by, especially is that specialty partnerships through wholesale, is these are just these great relationships we've developed one-on-one over time, where they're a really great store within, you know, some of these call it hometown markets, where we can be a really great partner with them.
All this can't be organic. You must have good patient investors.
We have a great group of investors that have been super supportive of us as we've pursued the growth of the brand.
Do you go out for additional rounds, or you have the same core investors?
We've completed fundraising. We have L. Catterton is our largest private equity funder in the business, and they've been a great partner of ours for over 2.5 years. And then the business was built early on by a lot of just single investors, as we were just getting the business off the ground.
Well, it's fun to watch it grow, and it's fun to see the TV ads out there. We wish you all the luck, and welcome back to North Texas. You've gone too long.
Yeah, David, it's great to be home, and really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
The recently poached Chris Phillips, who's CEO of Bizit in Maine. I appreciate the time. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.